Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Mohana Basu, special correspondent at the Print, and I bring you the details of the controversy around the results of a joint World Health Organization and China study into the origins of COVID-19. It has been over a year that the world has been living with the coronavirus pandemic. India is currently experiencing a fresh surge in the COVID-19 cases, with more than 5.4 lakh active cases reported as of Monday. The pandemic is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China, and genomic sequencing has revealed that the SARS-CoV-2 virus is likely to have originated in bats. But how the infection spread from bats to humans is still not well understood. The joint study prepared by experts from WHO along with scientists from China reiterated that it is extremely unlikely that the coronavirus leaked out of a scientific laboratory in Wuhan. However, in a WHO briefing yesterday, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the World Health Organization chief, said that although the team has concluded that a laboratory leak is the least likely hypothesis, this requires further investigation, potentially with additional missions involving specialists and experts. He added that he was ready to deploy more researchers for the mission. The statement contradicts the repeated reiteration of the team that the lab leak of the virus was extremely unlikely. While the report noted that the WHO laboratory moved in early December to a location near the Huanan market, the research center did not report any incidents that would have caused a leak. The report said that the lab was not storing or testing coronaviruses or bat viruses ahead of the outbreak. The report also found no evidence of spread of the virus among the workers in the lab from where the virus is alleged to have leaked. The report suggests that the virus probably spread from bats to humans via another animal. It goes on to say that more research needs to be conducted to find this missing animal link. It has also suggested that future studies should look beyond China and investigate animal species from a wider geographical area, including Southeast Asia. Tedros had earlier said that all of these hypotheses need to be investigated further. In July last year, an international team of 34 scientists, including 17 experts from China, conducted an on-site research to understand the origin of the virus. Last month, the team had summarized their findings in a press briefing in China. Among the most probable hypotheses put forth by the team was the presence of an intermediate species that facilitated the jump of the virus from bats to human host. These species include mink, pangolins, rabbits, and ferret badgers. The team also proposed that the frozen meat trade may have also led to the spread of the virus. This was because the virus was found on the surface of the cold chain products at Wuhan's Huanan market. The Huanan market, which has long been suspected to be the possible point of origin of COVID-19, also used to sell live animal products. However, the research was not conclusive about the role of cold chains, and experts will continue to follow the leads found from this market. The report also dismisses the allegations that the Chinese authorities had failed to warn WHO about the outbreak. It says that the retrospective serological surveys of Wuhan between October to December shows that the virus was unlikely to have been circulating before December 2019. The report states that most cases were detected from the second half of December. However, this contradicts the Chinese media, which had reported the first case of COVID in a 55-year-old on November 17, 2019. Despite WHO's endorsement of the report, experts across the world continue to remain skeptical of the findings, especially because of China's involvement. China has been criticized not only for failing to report the spread of the novel viral infection on time, but also for delaying access to WHO scientists who were to travel to China to study the origin of the virus. Recently, Robert Redfield, who led the US Centers for Disease Control last year, said in a media interview that he believed that the virus had in fact escaped from a lab in China. Although he added that he was not accusing China of purposefully releasing the virus. He added that the strength and adaptability of the virus indicated that it was designed in the lab. Several genetic studies of the virus dismissed the theory that it was made in the lab. WHO chief scientist Soumya Swaminathan has also repeatedly said that the virus was not human-made. However, independent epidemiological simulations do suggest that the virus originated as much as 2 months before the cases were reported from China. Understanding the origin of the virus remains a top priority for research groups across the world to not only understand the disease better, but to also ensure such pandemics can be prevented in the future. This is Mohana Basu, special correspondent at The Print, signing out of The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.